Blog Talk Radio.
www.dallasradioonline.com. We're not experiencing technical difficulties. I'm just having difficulties from the dentist. I got a tooth pulled out today, so a little under the weather and won't be able to talk too much like I usually do, and I love to be listened to. So I got my my main queen that will do most of the talking. But I just want to give a big birthday shout-out to Sonia from Fire on Fire Entertainment. Glad you're celebrating your birthday well. I also want to remind the queens on June 30th, the Queens Healing Queens Seminar in the Bronx, Mimosa's Lounge. Please hit me up, inbox me, or email me at emmae2k@gmail.com. Shouts out to all the listeners, everybody. I see you on the Twitter. I see you on the Facebook. Make sure you follow us, emmae2k, Lush Radio Online, E2K Enterprise, and everything that we do. We only support everything that's positive, and whatever is negative, we remove it like I removed the damn tooth that I did today. Holla.
Oh, man. You have a caller right on the line right now. You have a caller from the 347 area code.
347, y'all, with Emma E2K on the Queen's Lounge. Hello.
Hey, Emma. How you doing, Emma?
Hi, who's this?
It's me, Coco. How you doing?
Hey, Coco. How are you?
I'm all right.
You tuning in to give a shout, or you just want to listen to the show?
No, I'm just listening to the show, and I want to give a shout-out to my brother Jimmy and my brother Leo.
That's what's up. And you're shouting out to, from the Bronx, right? That's correct?
From the Bronx, right. Correct.
That's what's up. Okay, Coco's representing the BX today. All right, so stay tuned and stay listening to us. You're on the Queen's Lounge with Emma E2K. And call
Emma, you know my Emma,
Dutch.
You know my birthday's Thursday, right?
Happy future birthday, I guess. Then shout out to Coco. shout out future birthday, and I guess we can go on to a song and dedicate this to Coco for his birthday coming up. How about that, Dutch?
No, thank
okay.
you.
All right, let me see if I can find something nice to suit the event.
Well, it's the Queen's Lounge. They got to suit the lounges of it. And it
it's his birthday. I don't know if you, do you want anything upbeat. Is there any, like, you want something upbeat? Anything like that?
Heartbeat. That's the one I like, Heartbeat. You got that one?
Heartbeat?
Yeah.
You got Heartbeat or Heart Attack on Trey Songz?
Give him that. He's a man. He'll like that. Give him that.
We're going to go ahead and play that right there. Trey Songz, Heart Attack, and we'll be right back on the Queen's Lounge.
Turn the lights on. I gave my
and it hurts. Cause I wanna leave, and you wanna leave. But the love keeps us together.
And if I lose you, I'm afraid I would lose who, who I gave my love to. That's the reason I stay around, even though I fell away into deep.
Songs right there, Heart Attack, definitely getting crazy rotation on the radio, and we're right back with the sexy Emma E2K. Yeah, she got up to full and everything, you know what I'm saying, so hope for that fast recovery, you know, over two, but you know, two for evil. But anyway, it's Grudge Part 2, back with Emma E2K.
You know that, you know that my tooth don't make me sexy. I make the tooth sexy. Thank you for tuning in to the Queen's Lounge. I see everybody hitting me on the IM on the Facebook. You can follow me, Emma E2K, on the Twitter, on the Facebook. The show must go on. You know, we're professionals like that. We hurt ourselves, so we go through stuff. There was a couple of times that I was laryngitis. I still was doing a show. Don't ask me how I did it, but you remember that? I have no voice. But I still, you know, pulled the show because when you're a professional, like we are on Lush Radio Online, and we say that we're going to give you a show, we give it to you. And, you know, you make it happen. So that's what it is. Yep. My co-host, Lushy Lush. I just want to speak about something really quick that pertains to the whole topic that we're talking about. But they just posted, it's a picture like of a Bible shaped into a gun. And it says the most powerful weapon in the world is the word of God. I thought that was pretty deep. Just wanted to share that in the topic of talking about grudges. Says the word of God has power to destroy your enemy, so make sure you use it. That's heavy. That's deep. You know, there's some people that believe that attacking the person that they have a grudge on, by cursing them and stuff like that, they really do damage to them. But in reality, they do damage to themselves because you spit in all that negativity and all that poison, and you harbor it inside, which is never good, you know. So last week, you know, a lot of people called in and we got into the topic about grudges real deep, and this is why we have Grudges Part 2 today. There's a couple of people that wanted to continue to talk about it. Last week, I had a real hard time. I was having a really hard time with that. But this week, well, the week before, rather, when we did the show last week. But in this week, I'm kind of feeling a lot better. A lot lighter. I released a couple of grudges I had. I even inboxed some people and apologized to them for anything that I may, you know, anything that I may cause them any discomfort or harm, or, you know, just got them upset or hurt them. And sometimes we hurt people when we don't really realize it, you know. We may say certain things and people kind of take things differently. So sometimes you have to really watch what you say and who you say it to and kind of, you know, ask them again. You did understand what I was trying to tell you, right? Or what did you understand about what I just said? You know, I'd rather do that. Like, I'd rather, you know, talk to me like I'm in third grade and let me understand or I'm going to ask, because then people hold a grudge. They'll, you know. Then, you know, Lush called me, did you hear this say to me that I just, what? I know he ain't talking to me. But And then you hold a grudge against that person when not knowing really that that person didn't even mean it the way they said it. It's just kind of the way they talk or their mannerism or just they just have, you know, no manners. You know, but you got to let people be the way they are. And most important, don't hold any grudges. I mean, it's just not worth it. It's really like, you know, drinking gasoline or poison. You don't want to do that to your body. Well, I know I surely don't want to do that to mine. You know what I'm saying? I protect my sexy goddess body. You know, the queen has to stay fit and trim. You know what I mean? For me, you know, for me. For me, you know, just for me. Because
nobody else.
Huh?
I said for you and nobody else, you know?
Yeah, because when I sit on my throne in front of my mirror, I got to look at me, you know? I got to stay looking at me. So I got to look sexy to me first because when I look sexy, when I feel sexy, and sexy is just a term just really used as having confidence in yourself because you can be sexy. It doesn't necessarily mean you're a size zero or whatever. You can be sexy in your own format, in your own way, with thousands of different shapes, colors or whatever. All that doesn't matter. What matters is how you feel inside and the confidence that you carry within, you know. So peace to all the sexy queens and all the sexy divas and all the sexy murder mommies and the foxy sisters and all the ladies that are coming down to our empowerment group, you know, because that's what it's about, each woman empowering each other, each queen healing another one, you know, to make this world a lot better. I want to shout out everybody at the International Hip Hop Parade. Shout out to Frankie Cutlass. I have an interview out on Facebook and on the site. If you go to the internationalhiphopparade.org, all my interviews up there with I have a segment up there called I Am Hip Hop. So everybody that's that has anything to do with hip hop, I'll soon you know, be hitting either an email near you. Or I will be calling you and we'll be setting that interview up. So in case you want to beat me to it, you can email me at emmae2k@ihpp.org. And we can set up those interviews and have them posted on the site, on the official site. Other than that, let's go to music. I said I was going to talk a lot, but goddamn, I just can't help myself.
I wanted to say a quick shout out to everybody that was born in the month of June. You know, shout out to the Gemini season, the Cancer season. So shout out to all the Cancers and Geminis out there.
Real quick, let me shout out Angelica Rosa. She just hit me up on her Facebook, letting me know she's listening. So shout out to you, Queen, definitely.
Definitely. Shout out to all the listeners. Don't forget to log on to www.lessreadingonline.com. Listen live and call on at 347-826-7722. I'm going to play this song actually because this was a request from Emma. And, this was a request from Emma. It's called Victim from Candy Stanton. And we're going to play that. We're going to come right back to the Queen's Lounge. And always remember, you're a queen and wear your crown proudly.
Mm-hmm. cause it won't last. Same script, different cast. What you're saying could be true, but how can I take advice from you? I'm not hating, but I wish the one before me would have warned me.
Purple chairs, purple leather sofa chairs, and you know, we sit back. We got the thrones, you know, and we definitely polishing the crowns, because every woman is a queen in her own right, and this is what we want to promote. Not taking nothing from the fellas, you know, but fellas, you do have to admit that if we're able to empower, you know, the woman to feel like a queen. In return, she will make you feel like a king. So you actually should be with the movement, okay? You know, you stand more to benefit, because the more sexy she is, the more she'll probably pick up your call.
Oh, wow.
Anyway. She's ignoring you now, but if she's sexy, she might pick up the call or text you back. Anyway. But if she's confident in her own right and how she feels, then she's only going to give that back to her partner, to her community, to her children, to her friends. So, you know, it's all healthy, and that's all we're trying to really do is just walk the right path, the positive path. Do we stumble? Do we trip? Do we fall? Yes. But the point is to get back up and continue and have that so imprinted in your mind, bring those self-esteems up, because sometimes it's hard when you're juggling family and friends and a job and having to pay the bills and all that. And through all that madness, sometimes we just don't hear the simplest things like you're great, you know, you're awesome, you're beautiful, you're sexy. And although just those minute words that we can hear from someone or that people deem minute, if you don't really hear them, then you really can't be them, you know. So you have to surround yourself in a positive circle of friends, whether it be women or men. But positive, and I don't mean a circle of friends where everybody's just saying you're right when you're wrong. I mean in a positive circle that when you're wrong, they can still check you in a loving way, you know, and continue to do right, you know. So that's how we do it at the Queen's Lounge. We're talking about grudges last week. It was on fire last week. We had a lot of calls and a lot of people had a lot of opinions to say about holding grudge. The main thing really was, you have to let it go, you know. The main thing is you have to go. Shout out to all my peoples in Tampa tuning in. I see I got some of the queens in Tampa tuning in, so shout out to y'all. Shout out to my queens in Orlando. Shout out to y'all in New York, in Philly, in the DMV area, in Cali. You know, we're just all over the place, and just a beautiful thing to see. And when I say queen, I mean the divas, and I mean, you know, the foxy ladies and the murder mommies and whatever name you recognize yourself with, you're still a queen at the end of the day, you know. So shout out to all the queens. Follow me on Facebook, Emily2K. Follow Lush Radio online. Follow Lushy Lush. We're on Facebook. We're on the Twitter. We're on whatever social network you can think of. To put it this way, just go to google.com and just put MIE2K, put Lush Radio Online, or put Lushy Lush with Google Boo. That's all I'm going to say. I ain't going to say that. My ears will be talking as much. What the hell's wrong with me? Plus the music.
And you still got a call on the line. I don't know if they want to actually touch base on the grudge situation, the 347. Would you want him to come on and touch bases on the grudge situation?
I think he said he just wanted to hear the show. We did give him a shout, and we gave him his birthday music. He just wants to hear the show. It's all good. Let's go into more music.
All right, we're going to go into some more music. Got some music from a guy named CJ. It's a song he did. It's original. He sent me some music in the inbox, and it's called Stay. And I'm going to play that song for you guys. It's called Stay. Hope you like it. And you're tuned in right now to the Queen's Lounge with the ultra sexy Emma E2K and your girl, Lushy Lush. Let's go. If it wants to work for me.
Never meant to cause you pain. On my heart and my brain all day. Baby, come back to me. Come back to me and say,
stay with me. I will never leave you.
There is no one that could take your place. Tattooed on my heart, permanent your name.
Place your heart inside my hands and expected me to guard it. Oh, if there was a way to press rewind, I'd go back to the place we started. Having fights, having problems, instead of running, I would have solved them. Although the trust is gone, I'll do what I gotta do to get you to come home. Cause I want you
in my life.
You know, I think we can
work it out.
More than cover
all the hurt.
come back to me, come back to me.
Baby, baby.
Like everyone, I had before, but I was wrong. Oh, you're the one I need, a part of me. When I close my eyes, your face I see. One chance, that's all I need, that's all I ask. Baby, take me back, cause
in my life,
and I need you.
In my world,
I know we can.
When I get out,
my morning comes.
If I lost you, yeah, right. I fucked your best friend purposely. My heart's Teflon. How dare you try hurting me? I fucked shorty you hate. I told her to work with me, and she do it better than you, bitch. That's word to me.
Word to me.
We sent the vid to your Facebook. I wish I seen how your face looked. Why I'm violating? You a pretender. You caught amnesia. You don't remember.
I don't remember.
Well, I got the memory of an elephant. I would say the nigga name, but he ain't relevant.
I don't give a fuck about you anymore. Anymore. I don't give a fuck about you anymore. Anymore.
You was crying, she feeling like you dying. I told her if I said I gave a fuck, I'd be lying. You could send a slug through my shirt. Told you if you cross me, my love will reverse. You stupid bitch, damn you. I'm glad your heart is crippled, I can't stand you. I was the man who planned to cuff it up, but you had dicks on the ceiling, you fucked it up. Lying asshole, I bounced right up and now I'm flying, that's law. Told you I got the memory of an elephant. I would say the nigga name is irrelevant.
I don't give a fuck about you anymore. Anymore. I don't give.
Every child grows up with the hope of being something special in life.
To nothing. Yes, I prayed. There was days I wondered if you really loved me. But baby, you feel pain. Mama would say when I felt like running away, I couldn't take it. I soon hit him angry with all of the world. I couldn't keep friends, just wishing you'd come back and see my difficult times.
Yeah.
thoughts were breaking the law. Came seeing her trying to hold down two jobs, was tearing up on me, head away. All my friends were sitting in it. It came time for me to get that dough. Wrong or right, I had to go for what I know. I needed you when I needed a brother.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
You are now tuned in right now to the Queen's Lounge, the sexiest lounge you've ever heard online, with your sexy host Emma E2K. Don't forget, this is part two of Grudges. Call in at 347-826-7722. Listen live to www.lushradioonline.com. Follow at Emma E2K at Lush Radio Online. You heard Monique's Room by Fred the Godson, and you also heard CJ Stay, and you just heard Chris Brown, I Needed You. So call in 347-826-7722 with your host, Emma E2K.
Okay, I just want to say I love Fred the Godson. Shout out to Fred the Godson. But that song of him shitting on us does not fit in the Queen's Lounge, okay? So please, don't ever play that in the Queen's Lounge, Lush. I love you. You know I love Fred to death, but that's not appropriate to what I'm talking to the Queens about, okay? That just, okay, that's
my bad.
Okay. Okay, so scratch that one for the Queen's Lounge. Again, shout out to Fred the Godson and his whole camp, BX Obey, just on the Queen's Lounge. Okay. That being said, because I was getting a couple of IMs, that being said, welcome to the Queen's Lounge. As you know, I always have to rectify when things are just not going the way they should, you know? And it's a live show. Things happen, you know? I'm not on the board. Lush is half asleep doing homework and trying to put music in. With all that being said and done, we appreciate you tuning in and listening. Whenever you call in to give a shout and we don't have the song, fear not that the following week we'll definitely make sure that we have your request. So, Coco, I got your IM, yes. Heartbeat, he wants to hear Heartbeat, so we'll have it for him next week. We'll have some Heartbeat. This week we don't have it. And but anything that you guys would like to listen to, again, there is a request. Sometimes we have it, sometimes we don't, but when we don't have it, we'll have it for the following show.
The song is Heartbeat by who? Heartbeat by who?
Heartbeat is by, oh, Lord have mercy. I just posted the picture of the Seduction. Seduction. The group Seduction.
Heartbeat by
Seduction. I had to perform it for one of my birthday parties. Actually, if you go to MA2K on Facebook and you go to the E2K industry photos, there's a picture of me and them. They sang, they performed that song, Heartbeat. It makes me feel so sweet. There's nothing I won't do. No, I'm not a singer. No, I understand that, but just trying to get some of the words. I never thought to be a singer. You know, I miss my call as a comedian. Shout out to La Nina. But, yeah. I'd rather stick with her motivating.
You know, we might actually have that in the arsenal maybe a little later, but we'll have it for them a little later.
Ooh.
On the show.
Okay. Well, if not, we'll have it definitely for next week. Again, shout out to Sonia and all the Geminis and everybody on the check-in, everybody celebrating a birthday, all the Geminis, the Two Faces, I mean, the Geminis. I have a lot of friends with Geminis. And they say Two Faces, I say bipolar, but, you know, everybody has their opinion, right? So... But, you know, and we're Pisces. We have the two fishes going opposite, you know what I'm saying, opposite of each other. So, you know, one negative and one positive. But that's how it is. Anyway, shout out to everybody celebrating a birthday. Celebrate whatever you're celebrating, whether it be a birthday, a divorce, you know, your kid's tooth fell out, whatever it is, just celebrate it, man. Do it really big. Because you never know. We're not guaranteed to have tomorrow. And make sure that you surround yourself with a lot of positive, like I said, a lot of positive influence and friends. It's hard, man. It's hard picking through friends because they show you one face and then, again, they may be a Gemini and show you another. I'm only thinking of Gemini because y'all celebrating, so. But it's all in love. Shout out to all my queens that are Gemini and that are doing their thing. Shout out to all the Cancers. And, right, is Gemini and Cancers? Is the time for them? Gemini and Cancers?
Yeah, Gemini and Cancers, yeah.
Yeah. So shout out to everybody that's a Cancer and a Gemini. Straight from the Queen's Lounge. Listening to LushRadioOnline.com. Don't forget to check us out. We're everywhere, man. We're on the YouTube, all the social networks. Again, just go to Google. And all our business will come out, you know. I've been in this industry more than 25 years. A lot of people think I just started doing things last year. But check, my resume is out there, all right? Sorry, I just had to throw that out for some of those people that. Okay, anyway. So, Lush, let's get into music.
Okay.
Shout out to Paper Mirrors. Shout out to Paper Mirrors, who's on the check-in from North Carolina.
Yeah, I got some music for you. I actually, like, I should, you know, I don't know what's going on with these R&B singers, but they, like, throwing out, like, five or six hit records at a time. Like, Usher has Scream, Let Me See. He got two songs with Rick Ross. He's doing his thing, man. Shout out to Usher for his longevity, man.
Shout out to Usher. Yeah, and for the custody battle that he's having with his boys. Still holding faith. So shout out to him. It's difficult. It's difficult being in a custody thing, period. But imagine like being that famous like him and they have to be on the stand and, you know, all your business is out. And then part of the entertainment that he's in is he has to be like seductive and sexy and doing all this other stuff. How do you explain that in court? I don't know.
I'm praying for him and shout out to the young lady that actually used to be on the Parkers. Andale, she actually passed. The young lady that played Andale, she passed. So rest in peace to her. But it's crazy. But we got a song from Usher right here. Got the song from Usher. It's called Let Me See. And we'll be right back.
He's half like Dominican and Puerto Rican, right? Like Usher.
Oh, Usher.
Yeah, because now he's starting to do stuff with the Latin people. What's wrong with him? All right, anyway, okay, let's go to music.
Oh, my God. Yo, shout out to this.
Love you, Usher.
If you're going to the liquor store, man, shout out to this joint right here. It's some new stuff I'm on. It's tequila rose, strawberry cream. And it's real creamy, and it's tequila. It's hot. So check for it. It's real sexy. Usher, let me
check
see.
On that? Oh,
check for that. Cut the check.
Let me pull out your 30% of the check.
Oh, shoot. I said, let me see. Oh, my God.
Rock with me.
Hey girl, I'm
I'm trying.
of that heartbeat for you, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the request and everybody called in, everybody showed love to the Queen's Lounge. Don't forget it's each and every Tuesday from 10 to 11 o'clock with the sexy host, Summer E2K. And we're going to bring the live back on so she can give you your thoughts for the night, man. Heartbeat, all them sexy ladies and sexy fellas out there. You already know what it is, man. The Queen's Lounge. I'm E2K, live on the line.
Yes, the Queen's Lounge, man. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I was, like, dancing. I was ready to do, like, a rock and all that stuff. But shout out to Coco. We did find the song. I guess we can play the remainder of the time. I just want to let everybody know thank you for tuning in to the Queen's Lounge on Lush Radio Online. I mean, you know, Motrins is on deck. I already popped 800, so I'm going to go smooth sailing asleep. Thank you, everybody. Stay blessed. Hold on 1 second. I got to come to my computer because I wanted to read out something real quick. I just posted it. This is not something written by me, but it says, no matter how many mistakes you make or how slow you progress, you are still way ahead of everyone who isn't trying. So let me read it again. I don't know if people really caught that. No matter how many mistakes you make or how slow you progress, you are still way ahead of everyone who isn't trying. So take that with you. Remember, anytime you have a grudge, to release and let it go. And every day we wake up, it's a progress, and it's a fresh start. So peace. To you from the Queens, from the Queens Lounge. We'll give you some heartbeat. And peace, we're out. See you next week.
That's what it is. We're going to play some heartbeat, and I got another song after that dedicated to Emma because she stands strong and she stands through all the rain and through the situations and all the ladies out there. Keep your head up and wear your crown because you are a queen every day of your life. Peace, love, and chicken grease. You already know what it is, man. More heartbeat for you.
Lush Radio. Lush Radio. Lush Radio.
Can you feel the beat? Can you feel the beat? Can you feel my heartbeat?
She never slows down. She doesn't know.